Okay, let's go to Revelation chapter number 3. Revelation chapter number 3. You're reading that then this morning was from Revelation 3. We read Revelation chapter 3, a portion of that, and our message this morning will come from Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 20. Let's look at Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20. Yung message po natin this morning, manggagaling po sa Revelation, pahayag, chapter 3, verse number 20. And the Bible says this, Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Kung tagalugin natin ito, "Masdan," sabi ng Panginoon, "behold, ako ay nakatayo sa may pintuan at kumakatok. Kapag narinig ng sinuman ang aking tinig at buksan ang pinto, ako'y papasok sa kanya at kakain kasalo niya at siya'y kasalo ko." Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20. So ito pong text natin ay ang ikapitong at pinakahuling mensahe na binigay ng Panginoon sa mga pitong simbahan ng iglesia o ng mga iglesia na matatagpuan sa Asia Minor. Kung baga, ito yung modern day Turkey kung titingnan natin sa map. This text basically is the seventh message, the final message that the Lord has given to the messenger or the angel of the churches that are found in Asia Minor or modern-day Turkey. If you look at a map today and you look for the Asia Minor, you want to look around the place called Turkey, and there you will find Laodicea, Philadelphia, Ephesus. Yung mga lugar na ito, geographically talaga, mayroong location yan sa map. At ang pinakahuling message dun sa seven churches ay yung itong message na Revelation chapter 3, magmula dun sa binasa natin sa verse 14 hanggang 22. Alright? So this is the message to the church of Laodicea. Ang mensahe para ito sa iglesia ng Laodicea. Pinakasolem at pinakamatinding pagsalitaan ang binigay ng Diyos dito sa iglesia ng Laodicea. This is the most solemn and the worst, the heaviest message comes to the church at Laodicea. Yung ibig sabihin ng Laodicea, the name Laodicea, parang unique yung name na yan. Nanggagaling po yan sa dalawang salita. You can break down the name of Laodicea. It comes from two words. Laodicea, Leao means, comes from the word laity, at ang ibig sabihin ng laity, sa mga tao. That's where we come with the term the laity. So laity means people. Laodicea comes from laity, which means people. And then the next word, Laodicea, kumbaga, sabi natin ganyan, Laodicea. Dicea means, I rule. I rule. So kumbaga, the church of Laodicea is ruled by the people. Kumbaga, kung pwede natin sabihin, democracy. Democracy yung church nila. Kumbaga, kung ano ang will and desire ng buong tao, yan ang gagawin nila. So in the Church of Laodicea, the structure and the authority of the church is the people of the church. Laodicea, people rule. Democracy, the people rule. Alam niyo po, ang sa Bible, ang namumuno sa mga tao ay hindi ang tao. Ang namumuno sa tao ay ang Panginoong Hesukristo. In the Bible, we don't see democracy in churches. In the Bible, the one ruler and head and authority of the church and the churches is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So kung kaga, hindi tayo demokrasiya, ang rulership ng Bible ay monarchy. We really are a monarchy under the authority of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, yung nangyari dito, namulo yung mga tao. Ginawa ng tao ang gusto nila. What happened in the Church of Laodicea is they became in charge. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. They didn't want to do what God wanted them to do. And so they became the people in charge. All right. So ang iglesia ng Laodicea ay napaka prestigioso. They're very prestigious people, the Church of Laodicea. And very wealthy and very rich and very famous congregation. Napakayaman na congregation na ito kung ipocompare natin sa iba't ibang mga congregations, sa iba't ibang mga churches. Pero sila ay nakatanggap ng mahigpit na pangangaral dahil sa kanilang pagiging maligamgam. But although they were a very strong and powerful and prominent and wealthy and well-to-do congregation, they received the most condemnation, the most the hardest words, the harshest words that came from Jesus Christ. Why? Because they were lukewarm. Kasi sila ay maligamgam. Lukewarm. This church may be powerful. This church may be prominent. This church may have a very strong influence in the community. But one thing about this church, they were lukewarm. Maligamgam sila. So ano ibig sabihin ng maligamgam, no? It's important for us to understand what does lukewarm mean in Revelation chapter 3. Because Jesus said, I wish thou were cold. I wish thou were hot. Or I wish thou were hot and I wish thou were cold, but you are lukewarm. And because you are lukewarm, ang sabi niya dyan, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I will spew thee out of my mouth. You'll see that. Let's see. Verse number 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. What is lukewarm and what is cold and what is hot? Well, if you do a study in the Bible, you'll see that the term hot comes from the word zealous, zeal. This is being on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's important. When we're saved, we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. You know, God puts the Holy Spirit in our hearts and He stirs in our hearts something. There's something there that draws us to God, that makes us come alive unto God. We are hot for God. We're on fire for the Lord. We want to do the things that God wants us to do. You know, in the Bible, the cold, yung malamig, dito sa text natin, refers to someone who never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're cold, they're dead, they're spiritually, talagang wala silang init sa Panginoon. Napakalamig nila. They're cold. There's no life in them. And so, they are without Christ. So, ang sabi ng Panginoon, I wish that you were saved or maybe lost, and you know you're lost, because if you know you're lost, you know you need to get saved. Pero yung nasa gitna, the person who's in between, they are religious. They think they're okay. They don't see the need. They really are convinced that they are okay. But they are not okay. And in fact, in verse 16, Jesus said, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That is intense language. And what he's saying is, they're not saved. And I'd rather you cold, that you know you're not saved, rather than lukewarm, that you think you're saved and you're religious and you're doing everything on the outside okay, but on the inside, you really never trusted in Jesus as Savior. You never really called upon the name of the Lord to save you. You never really repented of sin and self and never gave your heart totally to Jesus Christ. You've never asked God to come in to save you and forgive you and cleanse you and wash you. You've never had that experience. So you're lukewarm. Lukewarm po, no?
walang papuri ang Panginoon dito o sa message niya galing sa Panginoon. Yung ibang mga churches, may problema lahat ng halos lahat except for a couple, no? Yung Philadelphia, wala siyang problema. Pero yung ibang mga churches, kahit na meron silang mahirap na pinapagsalita ng Panginoon, meron din naman silang meron naman silang mga virtue na tama naman ang ginagawa nila, ganyan. Pero hindi ito Laodicea. God has nothing good to say about Laodicea. All the other churches, they maybe have a point or two that God had to rebuke them about. Except for Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the one that doesn't have any rebukes from the Lord. That's a blessing. But Laodicea receives no praise, no words of commendation at all. And it is precisely because they are lukewarm. They have apostatized as a church. They are no longer in right standing with God, and yet God still wants to deal with them. And He comes to them with warnings and a message to turn, to repent, so that they can enjoy a true, lasting, eternal fellowship with Him in eternity future. So, ang sabi niya, the first word there, behold, sa Tagalog, masdan. Masdan natin maigi. Pagbutihin natin ang pagsusuri nito. Bigyan nating pansin. Ano ang dapat nating masdan? Ano ang dapat nating bigyan pansin? Ako, sabi ng Panginoon, ay nakatayo sa may pintuan. Behold, Jesus said. Behold. What are we supposed to behold? We're to behold that Jesus is knocking at the door. He's standing outside knocking at the door. Ako ay nakatayo sa pintuan. Behold, Jesus said, I stand at the door. Ang Panginoon ang dapat nating masdan. Ang dapat nating bigyang pansin ay ang Panginoong Jesucristo. We must pay attention to Jesus. We don't pay attention to man. We don't pay attention to other things. Pay attention to Jesus Christ. Pay attention to Him. Sino ang kumakato? Ang Panginoong Jesus. It is a great mercy of God that He is knocking at the door. Who's knocking at the door? Jesus. Who is Jesus? Yan ang pinaka-importanting tanong. Sino ang Panginoong Jesus? Kasi alam niyo po, maraming nagtuturo na mali ang pananaw nila sa Panginoong Jesucristo. Hindi base sa Bible ang Kristo na pinapangaral nila. Kailangan alam natin kung sino itong Panginoong Jesucristo. You know who Jesus is? He is God, He is Lord, He is Savior. And there's so many cults, so many people who say they're Christian, but they don't believe the Jesus of the Bible. Sino yung Jesus of the Bible? First of all, Jesus is God. Look at John chapter number 1, verse number 1. John chapter 1, verse number 1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Siya ay ang Diyos. Sa pasimula ay ang salita. At ang salita ay suma sa Diyos. At ang salita ay Diyos. He is God, according to the Bible. What else do we know about Jesus Christ? Siya rin po ay, at alam natin na ang pangalan niya, yung salita. Yun ang isa sa mga pangalan niya. Kaya nga, naka-capital W. You see, in John 1, it's capital W because that's a name, that's a title for Jesus. Salita, Word, salita. At nagkatawang tao ang salita. Look at verse number 14. And the Word was made flesh. O, hindi nagkatawang tao ang salita. Sino yun? Ang Panginoong Jesucristo. So, sa verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word. So, sa pasimula pa ng lahat, nandun na pala ang Panginoong Jesucristo, ang salita. And the Word was with God. Kasama na pala ang Diyos Ama. Kasama niya. Oh. And the Word was God, at ang salita ay Diyos. So, Jesus is God. The Word of God, who was with God, is God. Alright, number 2. Anak siya ng Diyos, makita natin yan. Matthew chapter number 3,
and verse number 17. Sino itong salita na nagkatawang tao? Siya ay ang anak ng Diyos. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 17. He is the Son of God. He is God. He is also the Son of God. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. The Bible says, "And lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" And those are very important words because in the Bible, you don't always hear the Father speaking. Hindi palaging narinig natin ang Diyos Ama nagsasalita. So pag nagsalita siya, kailangan pakinggan natin ang sinasabi niya. Ang sinabi ng Ama, "Ito ay ang aking anak, and in whom I am well pleased." So God is very well pleased with Jesus Christ. Alam niyo po, hindi well pleased ang Panginoon sa atin. Well pleased siya sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Kaya kailangan tanggapin natin ang Panginoong Hesukristo bilang tagapagligtas, kasi siya lang ang well-pleasing sa Panginoon. Wala na pong pangalan ang well-pleasing pa sa Panginoon kahit sa kay Jesus Christ lamang po. Siya ay ang ikalawang persona ng Santissima Trinidad. And he's the second person of the Holy Trinity. Tingnan mo ang 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 7. 1 John chapter 5 verse number 7. The Bible says this, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word," ayan na yung Father, ayan yung the Word, ayan yung pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus, the capital W-O-R-D, yung name, yung title ni Jesus. So there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. At ang banal na Espiritu, yung banal na Espiritu. And these three are one. At ang tatlong ito ay iisa. These three are one. 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. You see that in the Bible. Nandun pala ang Ama, ang Anak, at ang Espiritu Santo. And these three are one. Yung unity nila, hindi lang po unity of purpose yan. Unity of being talaga yan. They are three distinct persons in one God. So ito pala ang Panginoong Hesukristo, anak ng Diyos, isinugo ng Ama para tubusin tayo ng ating mga kasalanan. God sent His Son to die on the cross to take all our sins and to take our place in God's punishment, and He took all of our sins on Him. And God laid on Him the iniquity of us all. And so all who trust and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is and can be saved. Siya po ay ang Panginoon. He is Lord. You find that in Revelation chapter number 17. You can find it in a whole lot of other Bible verses, but let's look at Revelation chapter 17, verse number 14. Who's knocking at the door? Jesus. Who is He? He is God. He is the Son of God. He's the second person of the triune God, the Trinity. He is Lord. Revelation chapter number 14 and verse number, Revelation chapter 17 and verse number 14. The Bible says this, Revelation 17 and verse number 14. "These shall make war with the Lamb." O, capital L yan. Yung capital L, pangalan ulit ng Panginoong Hesukristo yan. "He is also the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them." Why? "For He is Lord of lords, and King of kings. And they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful." So, siya pala ay ang Lamb of God, at siya ay Lord and King. This is who Jesus Christ is. He is the Savior. So, He is God. He's the Son of God. He's the second person of the Trinity. He is Lord, and He is also the Savior. Luke chapter number 2, verse 11. Jesus is knocking at the door, and He is offering salvation. He is offering eternal life, an eternal fellowship with God. He will come into you and sup with you, and you with Him, if you would but open the door and ask Him to be your Lord and Savior. You see, Luke chapter number 2, verse number 11. Luke chapter 2, verse number 11. Who is Jesus? Luke 2:11. "The beginning of the miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth His glory, and His disciples believed on Him." the beginning of the miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth His glory. So He has a power and glory, and He is able to save. He is able to save. He is our Savior. Let's go to Matthew chapter number, let's see here. Matthew chapter number 2. Matthew chapter number 2. Matthew 1, verse 21. Matthew 1, 21. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." So He's Lord, He is Savior at the same time, and He is the Christ. He is the Christ. Yung Luke na binasa natin, we read Luke chapter 2, verse number 11. He is the Christ. In Luke chapter 2, verse number 11. Ang ibig sabihin ng Christ, chosen, or Messiah, or the anointed one of God. Luke chapter number 2, verse 11. Luke chapter 2, verse number 11. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." So He is Savior. He is Christ. He is Lord. I mean, this is the one who's knocking at the door. Great love that God had for us to send Jesus Christ to us. He's knocking at our door and asking us to open the door and take Him into our life as our Lord and Savior, as God Almighty, as the second person of the Trinity, as the Lord and King of Kings. This is Jesus Christ. Nakakamakhang pag-ibig na lumalapit sa atin ang Panginoong Hesukristo. Iniwan niya ang kaluluwalhatian ng langit para lang iligtas tayo sa kapahamakan ng impyerno. This is great love, that God would come to us through the person of Jesus Christ to save us from sin, to save us from hell. Now, what is Jesus doing here? Ang sabi ng Bible, kumakatok siya, no? Jesus is knocking. What is that? What is this knock? It's the invitation. Jesus is saying, "I want to come in. I want to take over your life. I want to take over and come in. Come in to save. Come in to rule. Come in to take charge." It's a gracious invitation. Naririnig mo ba ang tinig ng Panginoon this morning? Hanggang ngayon, kumakatok pa rin ang Panginoon, di ba? Kumakatok siya sa bawat puso ng mga tao na gusto niyang iligtas, gusto niyang patawaran ang mga kasalanan, gusto niyang maging may-ari ng buhay nila, gusto niya maging Panginoon at Diyos at tagapagligtas para sa kanila. God is knocking today. Ganito pala kalapit at ganito pala kasimple ang kaligtasan. This is how simple salvation is. It's just a simple opening of the door of your heart. Do you hear God calling you? Do you hear God knocking at your heart's door? He wants to come in. Salvation is simply opening your heart and asking Jesus Christ to come in to save you from your sin. That's the simplicity of it. Ganyan kasimple pala ang pagiging ligtas. That's how easy and simple salvation really is. But you gotta know who Jesus Christ is. Get your Bible. You gotta know, you gotta hear, you gotta understand who He is and what He's done for you in order to know, to call upon His name, for Him to come in to save you. So, kung alam natin ang Panginoon, at alam natin ang ginagawa niya, ano itong pintuan na ito? Sa teksto natin, ang pintuan ay ukol sa katapusan ng mundo, okay? In our text, the door in Revelation 3:20 is an eschatological door. It's a door that pertains to the end of the ages. It's a door that pertains to eternity, a future eternal rule of God. It has nothing to do with the door of man's heart per se, but it can represent the life and the soul of mankind. Kasi sinabi dyan, if any man hear my voice, if any man, see, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, this is in secondary application. Kumbaga, and in truth, if they don't open the door, they will not enjoy the future benefits that God wants to bless. Yung sinasabi dito, I will come into Him and sup with Him and He with me. If you don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you will never get to enjoy the fellowship with God. Him coming to you and supping with you and you with Him, and that eternal fellowship of God Almighty will never happen if you continue to lock the door, to keep the door shut. He's graciously knocking, but you will not open your heart's door. Oh, I understand the eschatological truths of the Bible, but it will not apply to you if you're not saved.
So kailangan talaga na buksan natin ang ating puso sa Panginoong Jesucristo para ma-enjoy natin yung fellowship with God. Itong fellowship, eternal fellowship, the future fellowship with God. And so, yes, yung pintuan na ito ay, kumbaga, patungkol ito sa end of the ages, no? Sa patungkol ito sa katapusan ng mundo. Pero maaari natin gamitin ito na larawan ng pintuan ng ating buhay na bumabara sa Panginoong Jesucristo. There's something that God wants to accomplish in our life, but yet we shut the door. We shut the door to God, and He graciously comes to us and knocks. So text natin, yung Church of Laodicea, napakayaman, napakaprominente nila. Ayaw nila ng fellowship sa Panginoon. What a contradiction. This church doesn't want Jesus to rule over them. This is an apostate church. This is a church that's going to be spewed out of the mouth of God. Oh my. Ang sabi ng church dito, wala akong kailangan. This is the church that says this, I don't need God. How do I know that? Look at this. Look at verse number 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. I don't need anything. I have need of nothing. I'm okay. I can make it on my own. They think they're rich, and they may be rich physically, but God, look at His estimation of them. He says, knowest not thou that thou art wretched? Hindi mo pala alam, ikaw ay sawing palad. Hindi mo pala alam, ikaw ay miserable, kahabag-habag. Hindi mo alam pala na ikaw ay poor, maralita. Hindi mo pala alam na ikaw ay blind. You don't know you are blind. Ikaw pala ay bulag. Hindi mo pala alam na ikaw pala ay naked. Hubad, spiritually speaking yan, no? Spiritually speaking, they were not okay. Because Jesus is not inside. He is on the outside. Alam niyo po, pwede kang maging religyoso sa labas. Pero kung hindi pala totoo na ikaw ay sumasampalataya at naniniwala at tinatanggap ang Panginoong Jesucristo ng Bible, hindi ka pala ligtas. Ibig sabihin, yung religyoso na hindi ligtas, maligamgam pala sila. Lukewarm. At isinusuka sila. Verse number 16. Sinusuka sila ng Panginoon. I will spew thee out of my mouth. Pero ano ang pangako ng Panginoon doon sa naririnig, ano yan, they hear the voice of God. Ano yung pangako ng Panginoon for those who hear the word of God? Look at that, verse number 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
If any man hear my voice and open the door,
binubuksan nila ang pintuan ng kanilang buhay, binubuksan nila ang pintuan ng kanilang puso, pinapakinggan nila ang pagbabala ng Panginoon.
They hear the voice of God. Yung tinig, naririnig nila ang tinig ng Panginoon. At tinatanggal nila ang mga dahilan na bumabara sa pintuan ng kanilang puso.
They get rid of the excuses of why their heart's door is locked.
Sabi ng Panginoon, ako ay papasok sa kanila. Yun ang pangako ng Panginoon.
I will come in to him.
Alam niyo po sabi ng John chapter number 1 verse 12. John chapter number 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 1 verse number 12.
Kung tatanggapin mo ang Panginoon, tatanggapin ka rin niya.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Ako ay papasok sa kanila.
At ang promise, pagsasalo. Right? Pagsasalo, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me.
Pagsasalo, larawan po yan ng kaligtasan.
That's a picture of salvation that we get to enjoy fellowship with God every day. Not just now, but for all of eternity.
Hanggang sa katapusan, walang katapusan yung eternal future with God.
There is no end to this fellowship with God. What a wonderful thing it is to have fellowship, eternal fellowship with God Almighty.
Oh, meron pala tayong pagkakasama sa Panginoon balang araw na kanyang, sa kanyang muling pagbabalik.
When he comes back, when he returns for us, he's going to take us out of this world and he's going to have fellowship with us forever. Forever.
Pero kung hindi kaligtas, but if you're not saved, you'll not enjoy fellowship with God. You'll never be with God for eternal future.
Ang problema po ay hindi kaligtas. So kailangan naririnig natin ang tinig ng Panginoon.
Do you hear the voice of Jesus Christ?
Behold, I stand at the door. I stand at the door.
Nandiyan pala siya sa pintuan ng puso mo. Anong gagawin mo? Tatanggapin mo ba siya?
O baka ibabara mo na lang ang pintuan ng buhay?
Oh, I pray that you will choose right, that you would open the heart's door and receive Jesus Christ as Lord, God, Savior, Christ, the second person of the Trinity, Almighty God, and that you will know true fellowship with Him.
Pwede po yan maging tunay sa buhay mo.
Would you bow your heads and close your eyes at this time?